On Sunday, the planet Mercury completed its retrograde and resumed its direct or eastward motion. This coming weekend, the planet Mars will do the same thing when it completes its apparent retrograde. Now, the difference between them is that while Mercury was retrograde for 3 weeks and is now in the morning sky, Mars was retrograde for over 2 months and is brilliant in the evening sky. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. Now, another way to think about this celestial about-face of these two is to consider them in their historical context. So Mercury was always known as the messenger of the gods, the prince of tricksters, and the bringer of dreams, while Mars was known as the god of action, aggression, and war. And now they're both changing course. So if you've been bogged down by a long, hot summer while they were going backward, then know that reprieve may soon be at hand. Now, Mercury and Mars are linked through an ancient story involving the sacred net of Vulcan, the blacksmith of the gods. Vulcan was married to Venus, but she was unfaithful to him with Mars. Now, Apollo told Vulcan about their affair, so he made this unbreakable net to catch the lovers and humiliate them in front of all the other gods. And he did catch them. But afterwards, Mercury stole the net so he could catch Chloris, a nymph that he admired. Now, Chloris had the task of scattering flower petals in the path of the rising sun. Mercury waited for several days for her at the sunrise point until he finally caught her. And now this week, while all the other naked eye planets are visible in the evening sky, Mercury is there alone in the morning sky waiting for Chloris. And true to his trickster nature, he's changing up the storyline, because in this configuration, Mercury gets first dibs on using Vulcan's net, because he turned direct before Mars, and he's rising up in the morning sky while Mars is there in the evening sky. So I like to think of this as an opportunity for the redemption of love in the storyline and in the season. So look for Mercury low in the east, an hour before sunrise all week. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.